Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners.
For 80
and now, here's Andrew.
Of the people, spirit-filled, tongue-talking Christians to stand up and say, I don't know for sure that I'm doing what God told me to do. You know what? That is a shame. But most people just don't know. It's like you can't get a handle on how are you led by the Spirit of God. There's multiple things. I've only shared one truth with you, but here is one thing tonight. Just delight yourself in the Lord. Make a commitment that, God, I'm going to put you first. I'm going to honor you first and foremost. I'm going to love you and seek you with all of my heart. And as you begin to do that, God will start putting His desires in your heart. He will take away satisfaction from things you're doing that aren't His will. And God will start guiding you by the desires that are in your heart. That's how I got into ministry. That's how I got into radio. That's how I got into television. That's how I made this decision to quit school. And that's how God led me through so many things. I could give you hundreds, thousands of examples of how this works in my life. And this is probably one of the dominant things, that I just seek God with all of my heart, and then I let God influence my desires. And then I follow those desires. You know, I basically do what I want to do. And some people think, well, that's terrible. That's carnal. Well, it depends. If you love God more than anything else, then doing what you want to do is a good thing. But you know what? Let me just say this. If you are carnal, then you don't need to do what you want to do. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. And I'm just taking for granted, which is maybe taking too much for granted, but I'm taking for granted that you're going to be honest enough and have enough integrity to say, yes, I am seeking God with my whole heart, or no, I am not seeking God, and therefore I can't trust that. You have to be able to evaluate yourself whether you're putting God first. And if you aren't putting God first, well, then everything I've taught tonight isn't going to work for you, because your heart is always going to be contrary to God. But if you would be willing to put God first, if you would be willing to delight yourself in the Lord, to seek first the kingdom of God, and just make a decision that, God, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything. Everything is on the table. There is nothing that I am holding back. There isn't a part of my life that you can't touch. There's nothing in my life that you can't add or take away. There's nothing that you could tell me to do that I wouldn't do. If you would honestly, sincerely make that decision, I guarantee you God would start moving and touching your desires. Things would start happening. And if you would just follow those desires and these promptings of the Holy Spirit, God would lead you supernaturally. I don't care how big of a mess your life is in right now. God, from His vantage point, can plot a course from where you are right into the center of His will for you. He can get you from where you are into perfect fulfillment and completeness, but you have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. It starts by making Jesus the center of your life, delighting yourself in Him above everything else, and then following these promptings. Again, you know, some of you may be prompted to come to Bible school, but you're sitting there thinking about, well, but what about this? What about that? Who cares about anything else? If you feel that this is what God wants you to do, do it. If it hair-lips the devil, just do it. I just don't relate to people who have a prompting from God, a leading from God, and they aren't doing it. I just don't understand that. It does not compute. I have people come to me all the time and say, God's telling me to do this, but, and, you know, I just listen to them, and then they say, what do you think? And I said, you lost me the moment you said God told you to do it. Amen. If God told you to do it, just do it. But what about my family? Just do it. Let the chips fall where they may. But what would happen with my job? How would I pay for it? Who cares? Amen. That's not the way most people look at it, but, man, what a privilege to have God Almighty speak to you. What an awesome privilege. God is busy. He's got over 6 billion people calling out to Him. He's got a universe to run. He's got all kinds of things to do. And He comes and talks to you and gives you a prompting, and you're going to debate whether or not you do it. If the President of the United States called you up and asked you to do something, would you just dismiss it? It's amazing to me that people have God. They say, well, God's telling me to do this, but there are no buts. It's just it. If you feel that God is leading you to do something, you know, there are some of you sitting right there who you know God has put something in your heart. You've had a desire for years, for decades, but for whatever reason, you've not done it. You've just let circumstances dictate. And as I've been talking, man, this is rising back up on the inside of you. Your desire is amplifying, and yet you haven't done it. That just defies logic. There is zero reason for that. You just do what God called you to do. And I don't care if the whole world falls apart. You do what God told you to do and it'll work. You know, when I made those decisions, I got drafted. I sent to Vietnam. Some people thought, oh, look what it cost you. In hindsight, that's one of the most awesome things that ever happened. Because when I went to Vietnam, I was a Baptist. But when I was in Vietnam, I didn't have anybody around. And I just sat and studied the Word 15 hours a day. And when I came out, I wasn't a Baptist anymore. God had changed me. And I look back. It's one of the only ways I can see that I would have changed and things would have happened. Every time you make a decision, it's like Abraham offering up Isaac. It looks like, oh, this is killing your dreams. But if that's what God tells you to do, do it. And it'll be the very thing that propels you forward. It'll be the very thing that God uses to bless you. God is not here to hurt you. He is not trying to do something to destroy you. God's plans for you are better than your plans for yourself. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Man, God's thoughts toward you are peace. He wants to give you a guaranteed future. I can tell you what my life is going to wind up like. I may not know all of the details, but I can guarantee you I'm blessed. I can guarantee you that God's favor and prosperity will be on me because I have been following God and God has prospered me. I know what my end is going to be. I'm not going to go out with a whimper. I'm not going to go out griping and complaining. I'm going to finish my course and run the race. And I'm going to be doing good because I put God first. You can, if you choose God, God's plans for you are better than your plans for yourself. And it's our fears and our insecurity that keep us from stepping out. You know, I look back at it now, and if we were in a situation today where the draft was going and all of these things, and if somebody was 18 years old and if they were going to make a decision that was going to cause them to lose their deferment and send them to Vietnam, cost them money, make 90% of their friends think that you're of the devil and turn against you and on and on and on. You know what? I'd look back at that and think, I'm not sure that this is wisdom. I'm not sure that I'd counsel anybody to do what I did. But you know what? I was in that situation and God led me, and it was just awesome. It was awesome. And God will never lead you astray. To the natural mind, it doesn't look that way, but God's plans for you are better than your plans for yourself. And brothers and sisters, it's just like I was saying last night, the birds come back to San Juan Capistrano because they have an intuitive leading of the Lord. They have a homing device. If God can speak that to a bird brain, how much more does every one of us have God speaking to us and communicating? God is showing you. There isn't a person in here that God has never spoken to and given you guidance. There isn't a person. There may be people in here who say that God has never guided you, but no, God has spoken to you. You've just denied it. You've ignored it. You've leaned under your own understanding. But I guarantee you, God is speaking to you in just a still, small voice every single day. And if you would start following that, your life would become so fulfilled. You would be so satisfied. If you just aren't absolutely thrilled with your life, then you haven't found God's will for it. Because I guarantee you, God's plan for your life is awesome. God never made a piece of junk. God has never made a failure. God didn't make any duds. If you aren't prospering, if you aren't succeeding, you haven't found the spot. Or either you aren't yielded to God so that He can fulfill His will through you. But I can guarantee you, God will put you in a position where your life will be awesome. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We don't need to just have the form of godliness and go through the motions and say we're Christian. We need to start yielding to this power of the Holy Spirit. Let God move in you. And I guarantee you, God's got awesome plans for your life. And not only will it satisfy you, but you know what? Just like in my life, there are now millions, potentially billions of people that I'm impacting, and God could be touching their lives. People are being healed and delivered. I had a woman come up to me tonight, and just 2 months ago, her daughter came to our family Bible college conference, and I forgot what was wrong, but anyway, major sickness, and was instantly healed, miraculously healed, turned the daughter's life around. People's lives are being changed because I found out what God wanted me to do. And it's the same with every one of you. You may not be called to be on television or to do something, but every one of you have a world of influence that not only will you be fulfilled and satisfied, but you will impact other people. You've got other people's miracles on the inside of you. And if you don't discover what it is that God called you to do it and be in the right place at the right time, there are people that are going to miss their miracle from God because you aren't there. You aren't doing what God called you to do. So you need to do this not only for your sake, but also for the sake of other people so that you can release your potential. So that you can be what God wants you to be and that God can use you. Boy, this is important. It's super important. And again, I believe that the vast majority of people, even at this service, have not got that assurance and confidence because we just haven't delighted ourselves in God and then trust the leading of the Spirit, the desires of our own heart. And hopefully tonight, this has stirred you up. If nothing else, it'll get you to a place where you'll start praying about it, saying, God, am I really where I'm supposed to be? And you might be. I'm not saying that everybody in here has to just totally change, but you need to know that you're doing what God told you to do. If you're in the right place, let God bear witness. Let God confirm it. Don't do it just accidentally. You aren't going to stumble onto God's will for your life accidentally. It has to be deliberate. And the Holy Spirit is sent to guide us into that relationship and to show us these things. And that's one of the things that we need to start drawing on and let the Holy Spirit do in your life. Amen. How many of you in here?
This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day that we'll be offering this product, so please respond today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.